You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Congressman Tom McClintock spoke on the U.S. House floor. Here are his edited remarks.
Every American needs to see Angela Marsden's tearful video as she pours out her frustrations as a small restaurant owner in Los Angeles. Forced to drastically curtail her business during California's brutal shutdowns, she took out an $80,000 loan to meet all of the expensive requirements to move her dining outside and salvage what was left of her life's work. Instead, authorities arbitrarily changed the rules and shut her down again, a death sentence for her 10-year-old restaurant. Yet the same authorities permitted a film production company to offer the very same outdoor dining across the very same parking lot the day she had to close her business. I'm losing everything, she says through her tears. Everything I own is being taken away from me. When asked to explain these capricious standards, California's Governor Gavin Newsom smarmed, "Oh, I'm deeply empathetic. The Fifth Amendment in our Bill of Rights specifically protects Americans from being deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Where are those rights today? Congress is now discussing how to provide relief for the thousands of small business owners, their employees, and the families that depend on them who have been crushed by these reckless edicts. Government cannot support the economy for any significant period of time because government does not finance the economy. It is the economy that finances the government. And when you shut down the economy, you shut down the revenues that go to the government. The only genuine relief from the COVID lockdowns is to end the COVID lockdowns. Why is it so hard for some people to understand that? By now, it ought to be obvious that the lockdowns have failed to contain this virus. We are destroying our society. We have set in motion countless avoidable deaths by suicide, drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, deferred health treatments, deferred health screenings, and poverty that will stalk us for many years to come. We have robbed our youth of a year of their educations. Nearly half of American retailers say they're now in imminent danger of permanently closing. 11 million Americans who had jobs in February no longer have those jobs today. The American people don't need the governor's empathy, and they don't need politicians' handouts. They need a government that protects their right to make a living and to lead their own lives according to their own best judgment. They need their Bill of Rights back. And above all, they need their freedom back.